Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
/7:54 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 47 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer.
One of our favorites in the studio. I know that we say that about everyone because we love everyone.
We got lots of favorites.
We do have a lot of favorites. But Melanie Cooper with the Arts Council of York County, she stops in once a month to kind of let us know what's going on in the arts community in York County. And we have a very vibrant arts community and a very economic engine-driven arts community,
oh, yeah.
And we love all that. So, Melanie, what's in the gallery right now for us to check out?
Yeah, so Miles Calvert is in the gallery, and if you guys haven't heard about Miles Calvert, he is newer to our community. He moved down from, I believe, Canada, upstate New York, and he is teaching at Winthrop. He has made a splash in the arts community here, which is amazing. He does screen printing, and he's got neon in there, and it's a really fun exhibit, kind of playing with everyday objects that you just kind of pass by and don't think about. He's taken them and elevated them to the spotlight. Yeah.
So that's free, folks.
I love that.
It can come and go as they want to. If they're downtown in Rock Hill during their lunch break, just pop in and pop out, right?
Absolutely.
It's
9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then we're open every single Saturday now from 10 to 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is so fantastic. You never know what you're going to find.
No.
Right. No, you don't. And especially this year, we have like 10 different exhibits this year, which is unusual for us. So almost every month, there is something new in there.
Yeah. Get inspired.
You also have your gala coming up. Is that correct?
That's right. Our gala is on May 13th. Our last one was in January of 2020, and so
wow.
Back then, right?
I know. We're kind of like, are we sure we know how to do this?
Yeah, truly, that's a good point.
I still remember. Okay,
does everyone have the book? Do we know who to call? Do we know how to act?
That's right. And with us having Deborah leaving us and the new executive director Lori Robichaud coming in, we're all kind of wide-eyed, like, oh my gosh! So we are excited. This year's theme is Time to Shine. There are a few more tickets left, and we hope that this one is just gonna inspire everybody and make everybody feel like we're getting back to normal again.
Yes, time to shine. I like that.
So during that, though, people who are in attendance get a sneak preview of Kristen Van Diglin Sloan's exhibit Battlescapes and Illuminations, and really the theme for the gala was inspired by her exhibit. Her exhibit's really kind of almost feels like illuminated from within. She has paintings of she has kind of like Baroque looking paintings with a lot of silver and gold. She's inspired by right now that Lucas, you'll appreciate this, the silver blankets that you get put over you after a marathon.
After you run.
Yes.
We call those baked potato sleeves.
Yes, exactly.
Because you feel like a baked potato in them.
Yeah, we also saw them in some of the illegal immigrants. They all had them too. So, it's from a world perspective.
Yeah.
And also right here in our own backyard.
That's right.
Oh, that's really cool.
They fit everybody.
Yeah, they do.
In every one size fits all.
The first time I saw that after a run, I was like, what is going on with that?
Know.
And I needed one after a run. And when I saw it, I said, my goodness, they do keep you warm and cozy up in there. It really
that's
is
so
like
cool.
Being a baked potato in the oven.
Did you get to take it home?
You can, but most people just trash them.
Okay. Oh,
or you turn them into art.
Right, that's right.
Oh my goodness.
See, think like an artist and
so
who
true.
Knows?
Melanie Cooper's with the Arts Council of York County. We're getting an update of what's going on in our arts community. The Old Town Night Market is back.
Yes.
Well, not
so,
back, it continues.
Continues, that's right. It is the fourth Friday of every month from January through November. So we just had one, I think, last week. In fact, I panicked a little this morning because I was like, the fourth Friday was last week. Am I late for my WRHI appearance? Did I miss it?
We got you, friend.
That's
don't
right.
worry.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
But this is shopping at night, right?
It is. It's so they're shopping in the galleries at the Center for the Arts and over at the Geddes Center. We have concerts going on in the courtroom. And then like last month, Legal Remedy had someone performing. There's stuff going on usually over at Knowledge Perk. The new distillery, the Sleeping Giant Distillery, joined us last month as well. So did the Barnes Hair Salon. They had an open mic in there. So it really is just bringing the arts down into Old Town for one night. night a month. And we encourage everyone to offer free events so that people feel like they can come in and kind of experience it and then go have dinner.
And we'll end on a high note. The numbers are in from the Blues and Jazz Festival. Yeah. We'll talk about that real quick.
Yeah, we were so excited. So we were anticipating 500-600 people. We haven't done it in a couple of years. We ended up with 1,100 to 1,200 people who came to the Blues and Jazz Festival. And we're doing it again in October.
Which is the typical time, right?
That's right.
So can you imagine what the crowds are going to be like in the fall when this is not your typical time to have it? Just goes to show that people were hungry for it.
Absolutely.
Melanie Cooper's with the Arts Council of York County. Check them out.